It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Anna DeVlantis off today. Hannah Stanley in for her.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. All right. Now, did you see this? For people who English is their second language, as it is for all of us, have you seen this story about the Oxford Dictionary has got its word of the year for 2016?
Yes.
You know, you wonder when the Oxford Dictionary came out initially, and they had their, you know, what were the first words of the year? The, right? Oh, they use it so much. That is our favorite word. And?
Yeah, it was the first five were just articles.
Yeah, exactly. If. When? I mean, what? There had to be, imagine, by the time we got to 2016, though, they've kind of run out of the obvious ones, and they came up with this, post-truth.
Which is a hyphenated word.
It's not even a word.
It's
a concept.
Right.
And it would be better, but this would be much cleaner if they just had a word.
Right.
I've never heard of that word.
Neither
post-truth.
Have you ever used that word?
Never.
I think Donald Trump has post-truth.
Well, it's a reference to what's happening in our world where facts don't matter anymore. That there is everybody's truth is different. It was interesting. I was listening today to CNN is running voicemails now. They get these crazy ass voicemails. And it is like, and I, to me, it's like insane that they're doing this because it's just it's people like it's a creepy uncle. It is. We'll talk to him later. But it's like creepy uncle leaving these voicemails about how upset they are about things. And then they play them. And one of the things that they were playing here that I thought was interesting is, you know, all these people who are like, the Nazis are taking over again. And it's like, you know, like my 8-year-old asked me, why are there Nazis in the streets? And you're like, there are not Nazis in the streets. I mean, listen, Trump is not my guy, but there are. I've been looking for them. I have not seen a single Nazi in the street.
Would you know them from their uniform? Because we've learned from the Blues Brothers that's the Illinois Nazis have a stronghold here.
Yeah, they hate Illinois Nazis.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I don't see, this is not the problem. I mean, and that's the issue. And Trump, I mean, every single campaign stop, there was another thing that he said that was just factually not even close to being true. And they don't care.
I like to call it wishy-washy.
Well, one of the things I thought was really interesting, there was a woman, too, that was one of the columns that they put on CNN, which was about Hillary Clinton. That, Hillary Clinton, she stole secrets. I'm like, I don't think that's true. I mean, I get the idea that she was... She was less than careful with her emails. That was stupid, beyond stupid. But no one ever accused her of stealing secrets. And then another woman was Barack Obama hates America. You know, it's like, I don't think, I mean, listen, was he the best president ever? No. Wrong. But it wasn't. I don't think he hates America. Well, I could just, and that's one of those things. It just is what it just becomes. That's somebody. That's everybody. An opinion has become truth, as opposed to actual fact.
And I think we're seeing a little bit of that be worked on by the fact that Google and Facebook are trying to ban these fake news stories and sites from their feeds.
Well, good luck to them on that.
Right.
I mean, because people just want to put them up.
That's the problem.
Right.
News sources that used to just report the facts are being a little bit loose.
Right.
And not us, of course. We always report the facts here.
But even if you're reporting the facts on something that someone said that's wrong, it makes it sound right. Like, if you're reporting something that Donald Trump said and it was completely a lie, I mean, you can call him out for it, but what his words still live.
And people don't believe you when you're calling out, oh, you just hate him, don't you?
Well, and it's so very, very easy to find news, quote-unquote news sources, with a bias towards what you believe in. So it's very easy to feed your own need.
And what you're finding, too, and this, I think what you're finding that the Oxford Dictionaries.
Yes.
This is a sucky word for their word of the year.
Well, wait till you hear what last year's was.
I will stand by.
All right.
You can tell me in a second. But
but
the thing is that people now get their news, a lot of it from social media. They get it from Twitter. They get it from Facebook. And they're following people. So they have, you know, there's like communities. There's people have now created and now live in self-curated bubbles of individuals that that they agree with, and they want to agree with, and want to be agreed with. I mean, we're all. This applies to everyone. I'm not trying to stand up here on my ivory Tribune Tower and look down and go, hey, you people are, you, the great unwashed, you don't know what you're doing. We all do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, and the thing is, and now there's a flavor of truth for everything if you want it. I still try to figure out if things are true or they're not. And that's our job, I believe. And I want to tell, I have read your emails. I have seen your texts. I've received your phone calls. I get it. So a lot of people think I'm being unfair to Trump. But if you listen to what I am saying, I'm trying to be fair.
Wronger.
He is such a wrong liar. Phelan Rokon. The problem with that is that I do try to tease out things that he's done right and he's done wrong. And I just, or said things that are accurate and inaccurate.
But see, I think that is the problem. I think they're just lazy. They just, if there's nobody is informed.
Now you're on the ivory. Now look at her. You're lazy down there.
No, I don't know what else it could be. I don't want to call people dumb because they're uninformed. Why aren't people more informed?
Because it's very convenient
for
them
easy.
To find
what they want to believe.
And what makes them feel warm and fuzzy and good about their own beliefs.
Right,
they can validate themselves.
But we should never, ever confuse that with the facts. The facts are the facts. What you're talking about is this post-truth. It's this new cultural phenomenon, but it's not factual news, which is still out there every day and every half hour as I'm reporting it.
And retractions are never going to be as widespread as the initial story. So even if a news source says, whoa, we were wrong. That doesn't go anywhere.
Or a news person. Yes. Yeah. It happens a lot more now when people go, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that.
Oh, the thing that I clickbaited you with? Yeah, sorry. Whoops. That wasn't real.
Well, that's the thing, too. Clickbaiting. Is that one of these words, by the way?
It
should be a word. I should get on this panel. I'm going to make sure that happens.
Because clickbaiting is that's a real thing where news sites or aggregator sites,
quote unquote,
will put up things that are outrageous headlines so that you'll click on them. It's why we play News or Ruse. But then we tell you if it's real or if it's not.
You'll never believe what these 25 celebrities look like now.
I click on that every time.
Let
me tell you something. It turns out Kirstie Alley is better looking now than I thought she was going to be.
Or it's the one that says the 30 celebrities you thought had died, or the 30 celebrities you didn't know died, and it's a picture of Jennifer Lopez, and then she isn't in the slideshow. But they get you, and like 5 minutes later, you're all through 30.
Oh, because she played Selena.
Number 16 will blow your mind.
Yeah.
And then
I get to 16. I know. I always do it.
It turns out.
I'm like, it's Abraham Lincoln.
It turns out that Kirstie Alley was number 30. I had to go through 35 different slides, including 4 ads, before I got to Kirstie Alley. I was like, oh my God, I'll bet you she's really, oh my God. And she looks great.
Well, she was on Dancing with the Stars. That helps everybody.
Yeah. I boycotted that because of what they did to my poor Ryan Lochte. All right.
Clickbaiting should have been a word.
All right. I will give you the other words. The other words are interesting, but first, Violetta Powder Medic, which is its own word in and of itself.
Two words.
Yes. Sort of. I get it. They got this today. Somebody said, what is that name? Can you tell me what that name is that you rattle off like that? What is that
name? Can barely say my own name.
Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. It's the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis. Hannah Stanley in for Anna DeVlantis today. Hannah DeVlantis. Hey, all right, we were talking about the post-truth, this word that the Oxford Dictionary has come up with. It's the word of the year in 2016, post-truth, which basically means truth doesn't matter anymore.
Yes. And I saw the woman on TV today, the woman who was in charge of dictionaries for Oxford. I don't know what she does the rest of the year.
That's a sexy-ass job right there.
She essentially said it is not the smartest word they've ever chosen.
Yeah, well, that'd be right. All right, here were the other finalists for this. There is adulting, which is not as fun as it sounds. Adulting is having to do something that is like an adult task, something mundane, and you
wouldn't
want to
do it. That's a millennial term.
Right.
It is a millennial word for...
I'm adulting.
I have to pay bills today. Adulting. Hashtag adulting.
I have to return my video.
Alt-right. And what?
I don't know, like to the red box.
Alt-right, an ideological grouping associated with extreme conservative reactionary viewpoints. I've heard that before. I don't know. Brexiteer. Okay, I get that. That should be new this year. Chatbot. A computer program designed to simulate conversations and stimulate conversations. It's a chatbot. And what didn't they, was it Google that had the chatbot that turned into a racist within like 2 hours?
God.
It was getting so much feedback from people. I mean, it just tells you how evil the internet is. Now this is it. Coolrophobia. Coolrophobia. You know what that is?
I do because I'm reading it, but I did not know that before.
This is something that Violetta has. Fear of clowns. Coolrophobia.
That's horrible.
Glass cliff.
I like glass cliff.
Is that like a glass ceiling that you sort can of, fall
yeah.
off of?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
It's where they put women into roles where there's a high risk of failure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And Higgy. And Latinx, but I don't have time to explain what those are. Although that was the name of my band, Higgy and Latinx, years and years and years ago.